From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says the government is looking into yesterday's eye-popping swings in the stock market. We have more on this from NPR's Giles Snyder.
President Obama says officials are concerned about yesterday's sudden record-breaking dive in the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
The regulatory authorities are evaluating this closely with a concern for protecting investors and preventing this from happening again. And they will make findings of their review public, along with recommendations for appropriate action.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating what happened, and a House subcommittee is due to hold a hearing on the matter on Tuesday. It's not entirely clear what caused the dramatic fall, but a technology glitch is being blamed, so is fear of the debt crisis in Greece. The Dow closed down 347 points following a far steeper 1,000-point plunge within a half hour earlier in the afternoon. It was the largest intraday decline in the history of the Dow. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Today, stocks have been recovering, although they're still seeing losses. At last check, the Dow was down 90 points at 10,430, NASDAQ down 37 at 2283, and the S&P 500 down 11 at 1118. Crews are in the next phase of trying to contain the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. They're placing a 100-ton dome over a blown-out oil well. NPR's Jeff Brady says overnight workers lowered the steel and concrete structure down through 5,000 feet of water.
Remotely operated vehicles on the floor of the Gulf were used to help guide the four-story tall structure into place. The plan is to contain the biggest leak with the structure, then funnel crude oil up through a pipe to a tanker on the surface. It'll take a few more days before the experimental contraption is fully functional, that is, if it even works. This sort of thing has been successful in much shallower water, but it's never been tried in ocean conditions a mile below the surface. One problem is the temperature down there. It's just 10 degrees above freezing. That could cause the gooey mixture of oil and gas to freeze on the way up the pipe. Officials say they've taken that into account and are pumping warmer water down to try and prevent that from happening. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Damage assessment is still underway in Tennessee from floods last weekend. More than 50 of the state's 95 counties have been declared disaster areas. In Nashville, Mayor Carl Dean says it's hard to put a dollar amount on the cost of the flood cleanup.
This is a big event. And it's going to, and like I say, it's a daunting number, but I want people to keep it into perspective. There is help for the city there. We have other means of making some of the repairs that need to be done, but this is going to be a long-term deal.
The storm was a factor in at least 20 deaths. Parts of Times Square were evacuated today after authorities found a suspicious package and abandoned cooler. Not uncommon for the area, but in the aftermath of the failed bombing at Times Square, authorities are taking extra precautions. This is NPR. The state of Arizona has announced it is dismantling clusters of controversial speed cameras along interstate highways. The devices generate a lot of revenue, but critics argue they are unconstitutional. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran has details.
The state of Arizona operates 78 cameras that take a driver's picture if they're exceeding the speed limit by at least 11 miles per hour. The big gray cameras are mounted on steel poles along the freeway roadside and in the median. There's one pointed to the front of oncoming traffic and another that snaps a picture of the rear of the car and its license plate if it's speeding. A few weeks later, the driver gets a ticket in the mail along with a picture of themselves. Supporters say in addition to making money for a cash-strapped state, the cameras do make people slow down and therefore save lives. Opponents of the cameras say they cause people to hit their brakes and drive erratically when they see them. The Department of Public Safety did not release a reason for announcing they will take the cameras down. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The U.S. is seeing the biggest month-to-month jump in new jobs since 2006. The Labor Department reveals that more unemployed Americans started looking for work again in April, though, pushing the unemployment rate up to 9.9%, but the economy added 290,000 jobs last month. After getting a bailout to stay afloat, AIG is now showing signs of improvement. The insurance giant, which received $180 billion in taxpayer money during the financial crisis, is reporting net income of $1.45 billion for the first quarter. The company says streamlining its operations and recovering credit markets helped. This is NPR News.